Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr.
I'm Jennifer Kopasz-Rose.
And you're listening to the midweek version of Fiber Talk, the twice weekly podcast for needlework,
ground cloth stabbers.
Those people.
There you go.
Yeah, them. Tonight on the Stitch Hour, Krista West will be joining us from Avlia Embroidery. Mm-hmm. Avlia Folk Embroidery. And Krista, you can go read on her newsletter and everything why she isn't going to Nashville this weekend, but she's not going for good reason. So she's going to join us tonight, and we are going to see the design she was going to have at Nashville.
Okay.
And she'll be with us to talk about the designs, and they each have a unique origin. So that'll be fun. And then it's going to be a giveaway extravaganza because we're going to have, she has provided 7 charts and kits.
Wow.
3 of them are the new designs and then some other things. So we'll be giving away 7 Avlia charts and kits tonight, in addition to hearing and showing Krista's new pieces. And one of them is new, but was not going to be shown. She was just going to show it at Nashville, and then it'll be released in April. So you'll get an advanced look at that. So, and of course, always fun to have Krista West along anyway. She knows so much and has such a great history.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll be with us tonight. And a cool thing, we haven't worked out the details, but she is going to Greece in the fall.
Okay.
Yeah. And so she and I have been tossing around some ideas about doing some shows from Greece because she's going on an embroidery research trip.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she's going to meet with some stitchers. And so we're tossing around some ideas of doing some shows because of the timing. Probably not going to be able to do them live, but even if we record videos, you know, with you and Beth and me, we can have mm-hmm. we can have a lot of fun. So
that'd be cool.
Yeah, think about that, huh?
Yeah, neat.
Yeah. So
how fun.
Yeah, so that's coming up in the fall in one form or another. Just got to work out the details, but coming up.
Awesome.
Yay for that.
Woo-hoo.
Sunday. Marie Renee Otis is our guest, a friend of Natalie Dupuy, and Natalie connected us, and holy smokes, am I glad she did.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful stuff.
Yeah, she's really good. She's from Canada, a native French speaker, and these people who speak multiple languages crack me up because, my English isn't very good. 9 times out of 10, their English is better than most Americans. So,
yeah.
You know, just
my husband's English is spectacular.
Yeah.
I mean, his pronunciation may not always be the best, but he has a vocabulary and he knows how to use words very awesome, very well.
Yep.
And, you know, he speaks Dutch, German, English, and French.
Right.
French
yeah,
is kind of but you know.
But see, that's just it. It's always, always that way with those multi-language people. Oh, my English isn't very good. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Let's go to the local grocery store and compare. You'll win every time. Yeah.
Yeah. Except for where I lived in the Netherlands, where there are no tourists, so they forget their English.
Oh, yeah. Don't get to practice it. Yep.
Right.
So Marie was terrific. Yeah, that was a non-issue when we talked to her. But she's one of these multimedia, multi-technique artists. I mean, a true
nice.
Needlework artist because it's embroidery, it's gold work, beading, lace work. Yeah, the whole shoot and match all and combined together. Like she doesn't do a beadwork piece. It'll be beadwork with some gold work or some embroidery with some lace around the edges or any number of things. She's amazing. She was.
Wow.
The interesting thing was for most of her ground cloth, she uses Penelope canvas.
Penelope, what's that?
Well, it's.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, it's needlework. It's needlework canvas, but it's not even grids. So, like, you will have a fatter square and then thinner squares.
It's, okay.
It's hard to describe.
I think I've seen something like that. Yeah.
You probably have. Yeah.
I just didn't know what it was called.
Right. So you can stitch over and just have regular squares, or you can make smaller squares by not going all the way. It's hard. Yeah. I'm not describing it well, but anyway,
okay.
She uses that. I didn't even know you could get that stuff anymore. Oh. And, cause hardly anybody uses it. I mean, nobody does. It rarely comes up. And
right.
So that's what she uses. And in talking to her, she bought a whole ton of it at one point. So she has a good supply.
Oh.
But, I mean, you must be able to get it, but it's not very common. But,
right.
She definitely makes use of it. It reminded me, I was in, this was 20 years ago, 30 years ago, easily 30 years ago. I made a trip. It was a business trip to Austria.
Oh.
And yeah, it was interesting because the we flew there. It was one of those 3 or 4 day press junket things. You're in, you're out, you know, and you're jet lagged on both ends. And
mm-hmm.
we got there, and so there was a little bit of tourism time. Usually there isn't any. Usually it's go to work, get on a plane, go home. It was my first opera.
Like you went to the opera?
Yeah, we landed. Oh. We landed. We had a few hours, and then got to see Don Giovanni in the main opera house in Vienna.
Wow.
Yeah, think about that.
Cool.
Yeah,
I've never seen an opera.
Yeah,
I've heard some and stuff, but
yeah.
Wow.
The only one I've ever seen.
Cool.
And of course, it's in Vienna, in the main opera house, you know. And,
oh my gosh.
And I'm sitting there. I'm so mad at myself because I'm just fighting to stay awake.
Oh, no.
Because it's like middle of the night for me, you know. I'm just absolutely battling to stay awake and trying to, you know, take this in because, you know, how many chances in a lifetime do you get to do that kind of thing?
Yeah.
And of course, we had super seats and the whole bit. And
oh,
I remember little bits of it, but nah, yeah.
My goodness.
It was a battle.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but that was very cool. And then we got to see, do you know the Lipizzaner Stallions? Do you know who they what they are?
No.
These highly trained, specialized horses.
Oh, okay.
That do all the dance steps and the this and that, you know, all the formations and things like
right.
that.
Right.
So we got to go see those too. There was
oh, wow.
a performance of them. Yeah, that trip was more memorable for the tourist things we did than the actual stuff, but whatever.
Yeah, no kidding. That's neat that you got to do touristy stuff because normally
yeah.
you go on a business trip and there's no touristing. It's business and go home.
Right, yeah. Oh, that reminds me too, because this was a long time ago. I got to go to meet with a guy who was working on surround sound.
Mm-hmm.
And of course it was a room full of speakers and you know, the electronics were so very gigantic at the time, but I got to hear some of the earliest surround sound work research because the magazine I was working for was Research and Development magazine. And so
oh.
it was research scientists all over the world. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to sit there, and then if you go on your phone, you know how you can change the sound to concert or
mm-hmm.
rock or, you know, whatever.
Right, right.
Well, he was doing that work. He was figuring out how to do all that.
Oh, wow.
And so I sat in this big room surrounded with speakers, and then he would change it to different things. And, yeah, so that was cool, too. So,
oh, my gosh.
More memorable trip than I thought. But anyway. We got to do a little shopping, and there was a needlework shop,
mm-hmm.
getting all the way back to the needlework. There was a needlework shop, and I bought a painted canvas. It was your standard basket of flowers, painted
mm-hmm.
canvas on Penelope,
because
mm-hmm. that's pretty much what they had, and brought it home, and of course, I was going to get the threads and stitch it. Never did.
So do you still have it?
No. I threw it away.
Oh, no.
And I kicked myself because I threw it away several years ago before we started doing Fiber Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And now it would be so cool to have that, you know, and be able to show it and
so,
talk about it. But, yeah.
I imagine a canvas like that, you'd be able to alter the sizes. Like, even if you're just doing needlepoint basic basket weave or something, could
Yeah.
you alter the sizes of your stitches so some stitches were twice as big as others?
Right.
You know, like two over two versus over one in cross stitch,
Right. That's what you do. That's the advantage of it.
and
Yeah.
make it ultra detailed kind of.
Yep. Thanks for describing it much better than I did. Yes, exactly.
Because I think I know what you're talking. I think I can picture. I know I've seen this stuff before.
Yeah. No, that's
And
exactly
I
what you can do. Yeah. You can have
okay.
like real small detail in flowers, and then your basket can be, you know, yeah,
You
over
can
two, over
course
one.
and
Yeah, right.
yeah.
Yeah,
Oh
exactly. Thank
wow.
you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep. So,
Oh
yeah, so I brought
my.
that home because, you know, on those kinds of trips, if you buy it, you got to haul it home. Well, it's on any trip, but
Right.
particularly international, you got to buy it. You know, you buy it, you got to haul it home. So, what can I buy that I'll use that? I kept it in a drawer for the longest time, all rolled up, and, you know, and then threw it away because I'll never do this. And now I really wish I had it. So,
Yeah.
oh well.
Oops.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. So anyway, that's Penelope Canvas. Thanks for describing it so people can understand it. You did.
Sure.
Yeah, appreciate that. So
Lovely.
Marie Renee will be our Sunday guest, all the way back to that. Our Sunday guest. She works on Penelope Canvas and does amazing things.
Nice.
That'll be good.
Awesome.
Now, you were kind enough yesterday to do some research. The Ukraine situation is the topic.
Oh, right, yes.
Yes. And we're obviously not going to get into that. But
Right.
there's been a lot of activity in terms of, you know, of course, all of us wondering what can we do to help the people out. You know, every time I see a report, it's like, oh, can we do anything to help the people? And so you did some research on that, and there's a couple of free charts that people have put together. You already started one, right?
Yeah, I just started it like an hour ago.
Look at you.
I found it, yes. So then I was like, well, I guess I'll start it, you know, so I can send a picture of my progress to you.
Okay. Yeah, so you did the
So,
one, One Point Mind.
yes. His name is Anthony, and he lives in New York, and he's a certified Zen Buddhist monk.
Wow.
And yeah, when you read on his website, when you read more of his bio, you see more interesting stuff about him. But and he does cross stitch and stuff, and he even does a yearly sal, mystery sal, that I think yesterday was the last day to sign up for, but you'd have to go on and check and try. I did though.
There you go. You win.
Yeah, but yeah, it's his Ukraine Solidarity Stitch Along by One Point Mind.
Yeah.
And a few people have started it. I've seen a few people. There is a hashtag on Instagram. And I think it's I just had it up here. I think it's Ukraine Solidarity Sal
Yeah. Yeah,
is the hashtag.
it's onepointmind.com/@thepoint. So
Okay.
onepointmind.com at the point, all one word there. And that will get you to the thing. Free download. But there's two of them that I know of. His and then Jacob deGroff at Modern Folk Embroidery did one. We'll talk about that in a minute. But I
Okay.
really like this one because he has Ukraine colors. But then he has a bunch of symbolism and it explains what they all mean, which is much more meaningful to me.
Right. Yeah. You see me pull that up on my Instagram
And so
and then.
you're doing that in DMC because he what he had DMC there and
Right. Just DMC.
yeah.
Somebody on here had the thing.
So somebody already has it done? Of course they do.
A few people, yeah. It's like they do have it done. It's like, oh my gosh. But yeah, I just started it. And he explains what the different colors mean and what the different symbols mean.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, but
Anyway.
it's solid, right? I mean, it's solid coverage.
It is. I mean, he doesn't have white actually listed or charted. but you can fill in the white if you want, or just leave it the plain background. Oh, some okay. people are filling in the white.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I'm going to or not.
Fairly small piece. I mean, just grab a piece of linen
like
and go.
56 by 56 stitches.
Oh my.
So I'm doing it on 32 count. So it'll end up being like 3.5 inches.
Oh, okay. So it's just a, yeah. Cause he had, like if, as you're stitching, meditate, pray, whatever, works for you while you're stitching about the whole situation. So yeah, I like the piece. I didn't realize it was that small. I haven't studied it, but, so that's a quick stitch then.
Yeah, it's small, but it is solid and kind of heavy stitching, you know.
So that's one you can do. onepointmind.com/@thepoint, @thepoint.
Yeah, because when you go on his website and you do those three little bars, he's got all kinds of different stuff. So it'll say there, At The Point Studio, and you click on that. And then you click on At The Point Studio again, and it'll take you, it's kind of like a blog in a way.
Yeah. But yeah, it's not from the homepage. It's not automatic, easily found. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You kind of have to find it.
And people have it all over the place. So there are links everywhere, Instagram or whatever. Yeah. So, yeah. So that's a really nice one. And then Jacob DeGroff, we're recording this on Tuesday. He just released one that he did, a free one, where he has the word peace in Cyrillic characters in the Ukrainian colors. And,
okay, I think I've seen that. I didn't know what it was. I just kind of glanced by it. I didn't read.
Yeah, it's a nice piece. Thing. Yeah, it's a nice piece, kind of a vine-like surrounding border with the Cyrillic peace in the middle. So, yeah, it's a nice piece, yeah. So those two, but that's those are things you can do basically for yourself, you know, to have something to.
Yeah, that's like your own meditativeness. And if you want to sit and think about it, did he say something? Oh, yeah. And he has a little thing. He talks about how to practice the solidarity stitch along and how you're supposed to stitch it slowly with a particular focus.
Oh, this is the One Point Mind guy.
Yeah. And like with each stitch, offer a prayer of strength and support while reflecting on the challenges facing the Ukrainian people.
Yeah.
And, you know, he has a whole little thing. So if that's something you're interested in doing, you know, you can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, so anyway, yeah, those two
kind
are
of like a prayer, I guess.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So,
yeah. So those two are things you can do for yourself, but for me, it's what can you do for the people? And and so you found some other things there that.
Yeah, I was looking for like Etsy shops and that are people who live in Ukraine that design. And so I found a few like Cute Patterns by Maria, Faber, F-A-B-E-R, Cross Stitch, Stitchy Princess, My Funny Stitches. There was another one listed that, but I couldn't find the ones that were,
Lab Pattern, you said you couldn't find, yeah.
Yeah, and then ones that had similar, they were based in Russia. And I mean, you know, it's.
Yeah.
I don't like to exclude anybody, but.
But.
It is what it, you know, it's not the poor pattern designer's fault. So.
Right. Yeah, that's just it. Yeah, that's the thing is we have to remember. Yeah, the Russian people didn't have anything to do with this either.
Yeah, so that's it's sad.
Yeah. I will say, though, if you start now, so this is buy patterns that will put money in people's pockets.
Right.
Is the whole thing there. But I will say, keep in mind that in times of crisis, that's when the slime balls come out and the scam artists. So be careful. Make sure you do it through approved channels, like through Etsy with the Etsy system. Don't get creative.
Right, yeah.
And also remember that you're dealing in that world where the Russian people, the Russian hackers live. You know, I mean, just mind your P's and Q's. Be careful where you go. Don't give out information that shouldn't be given out. You know, protect yourself.
Right. I mean, if you've shopped on Etsy, you know how it's done.
Right.
And these ones that are listed have been around for a while. So it's not like they suddenly popped up. They've been around. They have lots of patterns. You can find, you know, you look, you're like, oh, I recognize that and that and that from like a couple years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Just really big fat warning. Red flag. Be careful.
Oh, yeah.
Be careful.
I mean, you always have to be careful when you shop online.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I think if you stay in the Etsy system, you'll be fine. The other thing I would warn, you know, Painted Pony Designs went through quite a thing with Russian or, you know, Eastern Europe people stealing her painted canvas designs and converting them to cross stitch, and she had to go through some lawsuits and stuff. And that was a whole Pinterest thing. So, watch for that too, that you aren't putting money in the pocket of people who are stealing well-known designers' designs. So,
right.
You know, it's sad we have to say that stuff, but,
I know.
People get taken advantage of so often. You just got to be careful.
Yeah. I've never done Pinterest, so I...
Yeah.
I don't even have a Pinterest account.
Well, early on, I would list with the Sunday guests, I would list their Pinterest account.
Oh.
And then it became obvious that Pinterest was in many ways just kind of a cesspool of copyright infringement. And so I quit doing it. I still have a Pinterest account, but I haven't used it in a long time and I'm not going to either.
Okay. Cause I thought that was just a place to go look at stuff and just add stuff to the things you like. And I'm like, I don't need to do that to just have more stuff that I think I want or need and feed that, you know, buy monster that lives inside you.
Yes, that.
So I was like, I don't need to do that, no.
Yeah, no, I think Debbie Woodard at Painted Pony Designs would tell you a much different story about Pinterest and the battle she had. Yeah, I stay away from that. Yuck.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, 50 people are going to say, oh, I use it all the time. Well, okay, but
yeah,
I'm not going to promote it, so.
yeah.
So anyway, so there's all of that, but just, you know, just be careful. Just be careful and be careful in general when you give money, because then Sissy Bailey Smith, who is a designer, and I follow her on Facebook. She put what got, you know, and I appreciate you doing this research, because that what got me to ask you to look into it was somebody posted, and I couldn't find it again, but somebody posted, a designer did, how much she appreciated that people had purchased her charts because it was putting money in her pocket that, you know, at a time when the banks are closed and all the things, how much she appreciated it. And I could not find it again to attribute, you know, typical Facebook, you find something, you can't ever find it again. But, but Sissy Bailey Smith had posted that. And then she also, you found, I think you found this one, that people were giving to the World Central Kitchen.
You must have found that.
Oh, okay, I found that one then. World Central Kitchen, Chef Jose. There was some other disaster a year or two ago where World Central Kitchen was a place to give because they were making meals and providing food for people.
Okay.
So that,
I can't remember.
We're just telling you what we know. We're not experts. Don't blame us if.
No. We did just a quick search, you know.
That's right. Yep. I just think it's you know, we all want to give somewhere, and another one, and I didn't explore this, so pay attention, be careful. But there's a website, how-to-help-ukraine-now.super.site. So how-to-help-ukraine-now.super.site. And with hyphens in between all those words. That had several links on there to different kinds of humanitarian aid places.
Okay.
So that's worth exploring. I poked around a little bit, and it seemed legit. But you know, be careful, be careful, be careful.
Well, I mean, doesn't like UNICEF? I mean, isn't that a good one? Or doesn't the Red Cross have worldwide?
Yes, as far as I know, they do. So
I mean, if you want somewhere safe, go to UNICEF or Red Cross. You know, those things you know.
Right, right. So,
and then you're not, you know, putting money into somebody who just decided, ooh, let's pretend. And,
right.
which they find out after happens quite a lot.
Yep. Yeah. After after a lot of damage is done. So
exactly. It's usually after the fact.
So there are options out there. I guess the message is there are options out there, and there are direct options through Etsy to help Ukrainian designers at a time when, you know, they obviously have lost their jobs, can't get money out of the bank, so on and so forth. There is a way to help with a little effort.
I guess their bank still works electronically. They just can't go and get cash.
I'm not sure what the situation is anymore.
I don't either. You know, I don't know.
And of course, you know, so many of them have left the country or are trying to leave the country. So, you know, if you have money in an Etsy, fed from an Etsy account, you know, you should be able to get that somewhere.
You would hope, right?
You would hope, yeah. So anyway, one of the things was on that post that Sissy had put up, the person had suggested go to Etsy and just put in the word Ukraine, and that then people would come up.
Yeah, but even then, you've got to check.
Yes.
Because I did that, and I checked, and then I went, and you have to check again, and then you have to hit the designer. You have to find the about area to try to find if they don't list where they're from. You have to go searching, because some of them are, like, from Turkey or Russia or other countries close by, but not actually from Ukraine.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what I did whenever I those ones that I listed, those ones I went and checked, and they're from Ukraine.
Legitimate.
According to Etsy.
Yeah, that's the best you can do.
Their Etsy profile said.
Yes. Yeah.
So
ways to help, and a couple of options for stitching something just to kind of pray about, think about.
Try to send out good vibes.
Yeah.
To the world.
So all of that.
Yes.
And then, I'm sure you're exactly right. Red Cross, you know, the standard world help people, organizations, I'm sure are, you know, of course, at this juncture, I got to believe they don't really know what to do. You certainly can't go into Ukraine because there's so much military activity. But
I don't know. Maybe they help people as they come across the border from other countries.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I got to believe Poland will be happy to have help as many people are headed to Poland. It'll sort out, and you'll just keep your eyes and ears open, and there'll be ways to contribute. No doubt about it. There always is.
Right.
Yep, stay away from the crooks.
Yep.
So So thanks for doing that, getting us some things to talk about and to help people out. And
Yes, awesome.
Pause while we get that out of our heads.
I know, right? It's like, okay.
So question I had for you. Mm-hmm. Wednesday night, we didn't get it asked.
Okay.
We had a great time. That was fun Wednesday night.
Yeah.
When you're doing Tamari Ball things, mm-hmm. Now that the big calendar one that you're working on, that's soccer ball sized.
Yeah.
And you were working on it with it between your legs.
Just sitting on top of my legs.
Yeah. So is that the standard thing, or when you do Tamari, do you have some other system for holding the thing?
No, you just hold it, and if it's a big one, you just kind of prop it on your legs. I know Michelle, if she's like sitting on her sofa working on them, she says she uses a pillow.
Oh, okay.
A small pillow, she puts it on her lap, and then especially the calendar ball, so that raises it up a little, you know?
Oh, okay, and then the pillow would keep it from rolling all over the place.
Yeah, and it's not as rolly as you think. It's not as bad as what you would think it would be.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the smaller ones, you just hold them in your hand. So.
Because, while you were working on that, I was wondering, you know, how do you keep that thing from rolling away? So that's not an ongoing problem then.
No.
Oh, all right.
No.
All right.
No. Only when you, like, set it down and you want to make sure it doesn't roll off. I was at Nancy's one week and it rolled off the table onto my lap, bounced down onto the, you know how some tables have like, it's a center pole with the feet coming out, the four right. feet, bounced off that thing, went bonk, and then bounced across the room. I was like, oh my gosh, Tamari ball on the loose. It was crazy, but that was the one time.
Yeah.
You know? And it was just like, ah. Didn't get hurt, you know?
Right, yeah.
It made a big bonk noise, but it was fine.
Yeah, because they must start to gain a little weight once you wrap all that thread around the styrofoam center, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you have yarn wrapped around first, then all the thread. The yarn probably weighs more than anything, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of thread, though, on those big ones. You start with six cones.
Six cones?
Yeah, cones of serger thread. Yeah, so it's a lot of thread.
Wow, six cones just before you can even do the pretty stitching.
Yeah, and I mean, you don't use all of the six cones, but you use a lot of it.
I know, even if you don't use all, that's a long way away from six skeins. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of thread.
Wow.
And wrapping them's not, you'd think they'd bounce all over the place then too. They really don't. It's really not that much of a problem at all.
Okay.
So, yeah. Well,
there's going to come a day when I run out of questions about Tamari and I'm just actually going to have to do one is what's going to happen. See?
Oh, my.
This way I can feel like I'm making progress toward one without.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's lame, but I'm going with it. So deal with it.
Fine. Oh, my.
So, okay. So this question entered my head while we were getting ready for this thing. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, after the show Wednesday night, we were talking about some storage things, and you were showing us, we got to get a little glimpse into your stash. And, of course, we have the famed Beth Ellicott basement.
Right.
That will never be seen, but I think it's one of those, each time we talk about it, it gets a bigger, you know, bigger, more complex.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, at least in my mind. Yeah, before we know it, it's going to be like a mall.
I think that since you showed your stitchy room, then we should have a day where I show all my stitchy stuff and all my storage upstairs and downstairs, and then Beth has to do hers.
I think we can try for that, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Why not?
You'll do your part, but then that'll be the brick wall, because I don't think we're seeing Beth's basement. Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh!
I don't think so. No.
Is it just that it's messy, or she has so much she's embarrassed? Like.
I'm not sure, but I don't think we're seeing it. I don't think we're seeing it.
She's going to have to tell us now.
Yeah. Yeah. Right on
the
spot.
We need to know because, you know.
But I was thinking, you know, I know what it was. I had to clean up this place when Sarah, our daughter Sarah, wanted to do a live video thing for her makeup sales. So I had to clean the joint up because it had gotten pretty bad after several live shows and not cleaning up afterwards. And so I got everything put away where it belongs, and it's very nice right now. But I got to thinking, what if you couldn't buy any more stuff? What if, you know, midnight tonight, you're done, you're cut off?
Which I try to do to myself every year.
Yeah, everybody does. Yeah, good luck on that. But, okay, so then what is your reaction? I mean, we all have more stuff than we deserve or need or will ever finish.
Mm-hmm.
So then what is your reaction to that? Is it, oh, good, now I'll go do this other stuff and I'm cut off, so I'll go back and do my stuff? Or do you look at all the stuff and say, nah, I don't want to do this, nah, I don't want to do that, maybe this one?
No, I like all the stuff that I have to do. I like, and I still like, because I, you know, every now and then I'm going in there to look for something and I'm like, oh, look at, there's that. I forgot that. And oh, I have that. And oh, you know,
mm-hmm.
So I do. You might just need supplies every now and then, which is, I mean, I've done pretty good this year so far. I did start two new things, but I had three new things. I had all the supplies in house. Didn't buy a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I did start three new things because I'm bad. Because people show stuff and then you're like, ooh.
Yep.
And you have to do it. And it's just, ah.
Shiny object. Yep.
Yes, yep. Like the Red February with Kim at Sassy Jack's.
Mm-hmm.
I started it on the last day.
Of course you did.
I was on her last Friday Live, and they were showing it, and she's showing it, and they're talking about it, and I'm like, oh, geez. I was like, fine. And then I remembered I had this this red striped banding, like your blue, but mine has the red.
Yeah.
And then I have that, we talked about the Sulky 12 weight.
Yes.
And I have it from when I used it for that embroidery, that Santa embroidery that I did.
Oh, yes.
That I did
yes.
the, mm-hmm. Those needlepoint type right. numbers to go on. Mm-hmm. So I used it for that. So I have this whole spool, and it just so happens the reds like match perfectly. So I'm doing that. I'm using the Sulky 12 weight, and I've mm-hmm. never cross stitched with Sulky 12 weight before. And it's amazing. You should see how perfect my X's are.
Oh, really?
Like perfect.
Whoa.
Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, look at this perfection going on.
On the banding, what is that, like 27 count?
So basically 14.
Wow.
14
really
count,
that good,
know?
Huh?
Yeah, I'll have to send, you know, I'll send you a picture.
Yeah.
I'll do that's a real up close one too. It's like perfect. I was like, wow.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but it is on the bigger 14 count, so I don't know what it would be like for like 16 count or 18 count.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, it is the 28 or 27 count, but it's, you know, 14 count equivalent.
Right. Yeah.
So, but yeah, it looks like super perfect.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's like, ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I would because it's so round and you're used to the DMC lace flat with two.
Yeah.
And even with one, it's so small, it tends right. to be flattish.
So this just is puffed right up, sitting right up there, nice and proud then, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely got that primitive look because it doesn't fill
yeah.
the way to, you know, it doesn't spread out.
Mm-hmm.
So it has that more primitive and you can see the fabric underneath.
Yeah.
But man, those X's are perfect.
Oh, anxious to see that then. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, holy smokes, look at that. Nice.
That's cool. Well, you just reminded me that was one thing I came across when I was cleaning up things is I bought three lengths of banding from Susan Greening Davis at the Galleria this past fall.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, this is so sad. You know, I'd forgotten I had them.
Yeah.
It's like really, you know, too much stuff. But anyway.
Yeah.
So then I saw that chart that Kim had going and I thought, oh man, what could I do with these? And then I remembered I had one that it still isn't finished. So I put it all away and said, finish one at least.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I mean, I totally failed on my whip go. The second one, the cottage. I only worked on that, I think, 3-4 times.
Thank you.
I was supposed to do 7.
Thank you, because I've been a whip go failure here in the last few weeks. Complete failure.
Yep.
Thank you.
I've been headachy, but then when I've not been headachy, I've been working on other things. I'm working on a secret project for a family member that I can't really talk about because there might be a chance that they could run across this. But I will take pictures and tell about it after.
Okay.
But I've been feverishly working on that, and it's coming out really well.
Good. All right.
So, but we'll okay, so it's I can say that it's on the Opalescent 18 count that I'm doing my pandemic on.
Uh-huh.
But I'm using two strands. For pandemic, I'm doing one. And shoving the needle, and I'm using like a 26 needle, shoving the needle through that. And I did wash it, too, to see if it would soften it up. I washed it and ironed it. It's still stiff. Shoving the needle through, I have to use a thimble on my bottom finger because that's some stabbing. You've got to stab and use some pressure. Mm. It looks good on top. You know, it looks really good, but the aid of fabric doesn't give.
Yeah.
And so it's a little bit of effort. But like I'm doing 36 count, those cottages I'm doing, the alphabet. Oh, that's 18 count, Ada. But it's been dyed and it's really soft, so I'm not having the problem.
Yeah.
But this opalescent stuff's kind of stiff. And so I'm having to use the thimble because it's poking a hole in my finger. So I'm stabbing for sure on that one. But the coverage looks great on top. It's not overcrowded like Spring Hill was overcrowded.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of Spring Hill, Karen Kluba introducing Autumn Hill.
I saw that.
At Nashville, yes.
Yep, it's pretty. It's yep. gorgeous, too.
Yep, it is. We'll be getting it. You bet.
Oh, my goodness. I know. Yeah, it's gorgeous. I saw yep. that.
Yeah, I'm not a collector of series, but that series of four, without a doubt, I cannot wait to see what she does with winter.
I know. I wonder if it's going to be like all icy and stuff. You know how spring was cool, summer was rich and bright, autumn is like rich and autumny. So I wonder if the winter one's going to be cool and frosty.
I know. Well, I'll tell you what is in my head is she has a series of Quakers that are quite old now that are seasonal. And the first time I ran into Karen Kluba was at Welcome Stitchery when it was in Crystal Lake, Illinois, just up the road from me. And one of the ladies, Donna, who is a tremendous cross-stitcher, had that on, she had stitched them all and had them up on the wall. And that was the first one I saw was the Winter Quaker. And it was one of those like, whose design is that?
Isn't that the one that uses the Valdani's?
Yes, she uses Valdani a lot. Yeah.
On all those.
Right. Yeah. There's little like kits that you can get. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was, well, that's Rosewood Manor, Karen Kluba. And ever since then, I've been a fan because.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So when I look at that one and think, all right, now she's going to do a Winter Hill. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. You can see it. The sparkly stuff and whites and, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's got a new one. Oh, her Instagram is not showing up-to-date stuff. She's got a new one that's the blues, and it looks like floweries and stuff, but it's blues.
I missed that.
No, I was looking up her Instagram, and it's not.
Because I'm a sucker for anything blue.
Nashville.
All right, ready? Making a note. Kluba Blues. All right. Have to place an order coming up here, I have a feeling, to add to the collection of charts that may or may not ever get stitched, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's really gorgeous.
I'll have to check that out, too.
Trying to look on the Nashville page if I can see it.
Yep, so Autumn Hill, while you're looking there, Autumn Hill coming out at Nashville. So hit Kim up at Sassy. Well, whoever your favorite one is, but Kim at Sassy Jacks will have it, I'm sure. And get your order in if you're collecting those, and they're all four of them. She said it in one interview. All four are going to be the same size.
Right here it is. A Tisket, a Tasket is what it's called.
Oh, Beth texted me about that one.
Did she? Yeah, because it's all blues and it is gorgeous.
Oh, she we're putting magazine together this week, so I've not had spare time. Okay, so she. Yeah, and that name, just like, okay, Beth, I'll check it out because you said so, but I didn't get to it.
Oh, yeah, so it's now, pretty.
She didn't say it was all blues, see? Then I would have stopped the magazine work and went right to it. So, okay, that's all the one. Blues. All right, so.
It's gorgeous.
All right. All right, that one and Autumn Hill. Okay, jeez. Karen, really? But the nice thing about these Hill series is, yeah, they're all the same size. So you can just go buy your ground cloth up front.
Yeah.
And just buy it and then wait till the charts come out and then get your threads. And, I mean, we all worked on the Spring Hill, and you finished yours, and you did yours all in DMC, and it's absolutely stunning. So it's not like you have to go buy a bunch of silks and special threads or anything.
No.
You did it straight DMC, and I'm sure Kathy Ray at Needle and Haystack can still help people put that kit together. But, yeah, yours is just spectacular. And
thank you.
It's really a beautiful piece.
Yep, and Leela's studio has some really pretty ones, and she has these cute little bunnies in Cars. The Bunnies in Cars by Leela's studio is so cute.
She's a terrific designer.
These are adorable. And then she has some really pretty samplers too. She's got some good new ones coming out that I really liked. I really liked the bunnies.
Yeah, she's a tremendous designer. She really is. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't think I'm going to look at that because I'll just buy them.
Oh, that's the thing is like you asked me the question, if you couldn't buy, it's like, well, then you have to take away all of my social media so I can't see what's new.
I know.
Because it's the same like the Pinterest thing, you know.
Constant like, temptation, yes.
Exactly. It's like, don't show me new pretty things if you don't want me to want them.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be interesting, though. All right, you're cut off. But then you made a good point because you might need supplies. You might need a thread here or there. So then the purist so would like, say, then substitute.
You know, some of the, a couple of the colors for this Ukrainian stitch along, I didn't have. And I was like, I'm not going to the store and buy new colors. You go through your box and find something close.
Yep.
Which is what I did. So, you know. But you can have, okay, so what I would do first is I would go to everything that already has fabric. First, you go to kits. Everything that's kitted up, floss and everything, you do those.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to ones where the fabric is there. So you've already got the fabric. All you need is the floss.
Okay.
And maybe if it's all DMC and I have a ton, you only may need a little bit of DMC here and there. So that's not a lot of expenditure. I could stitch for the rest of my life on just that.
Yeah, I could too. Seriously. Yeah, I could
I don't
too.
Need any more. Yeah. Doesn't mean I'm not going to get any more. I don't need any more.
Yeah, I think I could too. I think, if I did everything that's in this room, I wouldn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
If I could stop working tomorrow and just stitch as much as I wanted,
right?
Wouldn't happen. Nope.
And, you know, that doesn't even count the linen that's sitting that's not attributed to a specific chart yet that I have in my stash.
Yes. That linen.
I could still go through and pair up. And sometimes, like, I'll get some linen and I'll be like, okay, I only need this much of it. So I cut it and I put it in the thing for the chart. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what I have this much of the rest of it left. What in my stash chart-wise do I have that could use this? And I'll look. And then mm-hmm. I'll be like, oh, look, that one could go with that. And it's the right size. And then I'll slap that together. So I've allocated the linen to the chart right away. And then it goes in the separate fabric already purchased pile.
Yep.
You know, doesn't mean I'm always going to draw from that pile first to stitch from. But I've got a system.
Yeah. We're ridiculous.
I know, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Sometimes I remember the days when I could do one project at a time fondly.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you start a new one and you're like, oh, I need this color of DMC. So you have to go to your little box. Luckily, you know, I used to have it all spread out. And that's when I decided to consolidate all my DMC back in my box. And I'm only getting out the ones I need for like two or three projects at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's big ones that have tons of them, I'll only get out like two or three colors I'm going to work on at a time.
Yeah.
That way, if I start something and I need a color, I don't have to look through everything to find the color.
Right.
Because I ended up with so many multiples. I was like, this is crazy. I'm spending money I don't need to spend.
Yeah. I'm sure that I have in this room multiple skeins of a few colors just because of that. Yep. If I pulled all the kits out and got all the DMC out of them, I'd probably kick myself three times. Yep.
Yeah. So I consolidated it all. Now I have my DMC boxes have only one skein of each color that I have in. The extras that are already bobbinated, they're in a separate baggie in the closet. So when I run out of that skein, first I go look in my baggie. Do I have one that's already on a bobbin? No. Okay. Then I go look to the other baggie that has loose flosses. Like, you know, they're still the way you bought them in the store.
Yeah.
I look through there. Do I have the color in there? And then if I don't, then I can go to the store and buy the color.
What stunning discipline.
Yes. I have to. Well, you have to be strict because otherwise you're just spending a ton of money and I don't want a job. So I have to be strict with what I do.
There's your incentive right there. I don't want a job. So
there you go. Right.
Get my act together. Yeah, that's good. Exactly. I like that. Yeah.
Well, it's true. DMC is expensive now. It's not all cheap like back in the day.
I don't want a job, so I got to get organized.
Well, how it works.
Yep. Hey, tip of the cap to that, you know? Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. We've established that we'll never see Beth's basement. That now in my mind, it is the size of, say, Joanne's fabric.
I know.
So we have that established. We've established that you and I have ridiculous amounts of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And no qualms about getting more.
A little bit of qualms.
Okay, minimal. All right, we'll go minimal qualms about getting more.
I do. It's got to be really special. Like, really special.
Okay.
Like, Beth gave me a gift certificate for Christmas, and I bought two charts that I've been wanting forever.
Mm-hmm.
That were kind of, like, a little bit pricier. I had to pay more, but not much. Yeah.
Blew through the certificate and had to tack on some money. Okay.
A little bit, yeah. But, you know, they were extra special that I really, really, really wanted.
Okay.
So.
All right. We've established that. And we've established that Jennifer is organized just simply because she doesn't want to have to go to work. So
that's right.
Good incentive as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely.
All right. That's going to be it. Join us tonight, 8:00 Eastern time on the YouTube channel. Krista West of Avlia Folk Embroidery will be with us to show and talk about new designs. And we get to learn what was behind them. That's going to be fun.
Awesome. It will.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.